Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I think rejection is underrated. What a topic, right? Rejection is underrated. What do I mean by that? Several key times in my life, I was rejected big time regarding dreams that I have. I mean, the whole writing journey was one big rejection for so many years, and I learned a lot through the process. In fact, I got hungrier. I got more determined. I got stronger. I got more focused. In other words, rejection for me is something that I wouldn't trade, even though it doesn't feel good at the time. My friend often says that. He says that people's rejection is often God's protection. People's rejection is often God's protection. I'm convinced that many times when we're rejected, it's not that the dream's wrong, it's not that the idea's wrong or the desire's wrong. Rather, it's simply that the timing is wrong. I mean, I really believe that many times when we get a no, when we get a closed door, that it's not this big, hey, you're off target, but rather you're off timing. Your timing's off, not your target. Think about that for a little bit. Just today, I kind of had this dream come back at me in full force. And it's a dream that I really don't think about that often. In fact, I kind of put it out of my mind. But the unique thing is that I guess it's kind of been circling in my subconscious, because I went to my desktop today, my laptop, and I looked in my folders. And sure enough, from 2013, I had this dream, that this desire, this idea, this group that I wanted to be part of, this experience that I wanted to do. But way back in 2013, I didn't have the time. I didn't have the margin. I didn't have the resources. So it was just an idea. And you could say, in a way, that I was rejected. In that moment, I was rejected. But I can say that today, it's coming true. In other words, correct dream, wrong time. So look at your own life. Just because at this very moment, you may be experiencing pushback, you may be experiencing rejection, it's not that you are off that much. Perhaps it's just a timing issue. Perhaps you need to get stronger. Perhaps you need to develop a little bit more hunger, a little bit more desire. And maybe, just maybe, that dream is something that will happen extremely soon. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Don't give up that dream. Keep at it. Stay hungry. And maybe just the timing's a little bit off. We'll see you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.